Blake and Eva show. Which type of parent are you? I've got five more parenting types. And I knew Eva would be excited about this because there is a dolphin parent.
I know. Okay.
She swears she was a dolphin in a previous life.
I know it.
So you know about the lawnmower parent. That was the most recent one we talked about. There's helicopter parent,
right,
which has to hover over.
Right.
Lawnmower parent just paves the way.
Right.
You know?
Goes on job interviews for you.
Yeah. Right. Just way, way too much. Mow down any obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tiger parent, elephant parent, dolphin parent, attachment parent, and free range parent.
Okay.
I guess number six would be cage free. So I'll tell you what all these are, and then you tell us which one you are.
Okay.
7-9 Coast. Tiger parent. High expectations, always prioritize things like studying and extracurricular activities over leisure time.
Yeah. There was a book that came out, Tiger
Mom. Why is that
Mom
a tiger?
Oh,
why does that have to do with a tiger?
I'm not sure. But it was a big movement a little while ago.
Elephant parent is the opposite. You try not to yell or even raise your voice. You encourage them no matter what. I guess there's something similar called a jellyfish parent, which is even more extreme.
Yeah, elephant, though, sounds a little better.
Yeah, elephant parent is just kind of like, okay, you know, laid back.
Right.
Apparently that's my elephant voice.
I know.
Sounds strangely like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. Elephant or depressed donkey, kind of the same voice. Or sad gay man, are very similar.
Okay, so elephant.
And then dolphin parent,
yeah,
halfway between tiger and elephant. High expectations, but more balanced approach. Letting your kids have a little downtime is okay.
Oh.
I would probably be a dolphin parent.
Yeah,
I probably would be in the middle. Yeah, like high expectations, like drive, you know, push them to do well in school. And stuff, and to be involved, but they also need to have playtime and, like, chill time, you know?
Yeah, be a kid.
Yeah, I think I would probably be a dolphin parent.
Oh.
Attachment parent. All about nurturing, making sure kids know they trust you. Usually involves co-sleeping.
That's what I kind of thought. Yeah. Yeah. That's a little much for me.
I'm not a parent, so I don't want to judge, but... the co-sleeping thing, I've never heard of that ending well. I can't think of one example where that ended well, you know?
Well, and when do you end that? I mean...
Well, that's what I mean. You know, then it gets harder, and then...
Right.
And it's like, well, now they won't get out of the bed. Well, yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I know some people who...
Well, I've heard is you
whole life.
Just need to let them cry. You need to plug your ears, let them cry it out. And then number five, free range parent. You can figure out what that is. That's all about independence, self-reliance. More likely, like we were talking the other day about how very few kids bike to school nowadays. It used to be something that a lot of people did. I used to bike to school.
Right.
And I got hit by a car, but that's a different story.
He was okay.
I didn't bike to school for a little while after that.
Right.
So, yeah, but that's like the parents who kind of let their kids do that, you know, go to a park by themselves. Remember that story about the mom who let her little 8-year-old walk the dog around the neighborhood in Chicago?
She got
in trouble. She would be a free-range parent.
Right.
You know? So it's more like the old
independence,
days.
Yes.
So which one are you? 7-9 Coast, 792-6278. Give us a buzz. Are you a tiger parent? Are you an elephant parent? Are you a dolphin parent? Are you an attachment parent? Are you a free-range parent? Which one is you? Of the Blake and Eva Show listeners... Which one do we have the most of? I'd say they're most dolphin parents. So I'm kind of more curious to hear about the other ones.
Right.
Allison wants to comment as a teacher.
I think that if you really want to know what kind of parent they are, you should ask their teachers, not the parents.
That's a great, great, great response. And what do you think?
Of the ones that I explained, tiger parent, elephant parent, dolphin parent, attachment parent, or free range parent, which ones drive you the most nuts?
I actually think that elephant parents are, because when something's happening and you want some backup at home and the parents are like, they're just learning, they're figuring life out.
Right.
Like, they're teenagers.
Yeah, if you weren't listening a second ago, the elephant parents are They try not to yell or raise their voice. They encourage their kids no matter what. It sounds like there's not a lot of discipline at home.
Yeah, it's just that's so hard. Like, if you're trying to figure out what's going on with a kid, and,
right,
you know, there are two sides to every kid. There's school version and home version. And when home version doesn't, you know, report out, you're like, well, what do I do?
It's kind of like good cop, bad cop, and it sucks when the teacher has to be the bad cop.
Yeah.
Right.
What grade do you teach?
I teach high school.
Oh, okay. So you're seeing the end product of many years of these
elephants
parent styles. But, yeah.
Yeah. So at this point, it's like, well, good luck, kid. You're going out there and you're going to be who you're going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, listen, I'm going to try. But yeah, when you have trouble with this, blame mom and dad down the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's society's problem next.
Yeah.
Therapy is a great thing.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling. Have a good day at school.
You too.
If you want to post a comment, hit us on the Facebook page.